The next two cases, which have been consolidated for argument, are 19-1152 and 19-1154, Calabo Innovations versus Sony. Ready whenever you are, sir.
Good morning. May it please the court. A wall is not a set of stairs, and a wall is not a pergola. Yet, under the board's construction of the term reflecting walls, both of those structures would qualify. That's inconsistent with the plain and ordinary meaning of a wall that we all understand.
Did you ask the board for construction?
We did. During the oral argument, we made it very clear that we were asking for a construction and that the arguments raised by petitioner were inconsistent with the plain and ordinary understanding of the word reflecting wall.
Well, what I have from JA 1462, so maybe there's another site I'm not looking at. One of the APJs said, no, when you realized that our construction was incorrect, did you alert us to the problem? And somebody said, Your Honor, no, we did not. It's not in the record. So where's the preservation in the record?
Well, we argued we may not have put a heading in our patent owner response. We dispute the claim construction of the board, but that's not required under this court's precedent to challenge a claim construction. We challenged the application of the board. We challenged that construction in the application of the art onto the claims and argued that the prior art did not disclose a reflecting wall. It didn't disclose a wall at all, and didn't disclose one that met the purpose of the patents, which is to reflect oblique light onto a photodiode.
What construction did you propose?
At the oral hearing, we said plain and ordinary meaning, but we didn't have an opportunity to really spell out our construction. We requested additional briefing before the board at the oral hearing, and that ended up getting denied. But look, our arguments on appeal are absolutely consistent with our arguments below, and that's really what's required under this court's precedent to preserve an issue. This is a purely legal issue. This is one where the briefing was, look, Sony was on notice that we challenged the construction. They admitted in their reply brief below that we were challenging the board's construction. So this isn't like a notice issue. They knew we were challenging it. And they in fact had a whole section of their brief saying the board's construction is correct. Calabo is not applying it right. And then we made it clear at the oral hearing, yes, Sony got it right. We are challenging the construction. So just because we didn't propose a particular construction, just because we didn't put it in a heading, that's not waiver. And this court found in the entertainer case in nearly exact circumstances where the patent owner even said, as we unfortunately did below, it suggested that we were applying the board's construction in the patent owner's response. Even where that happened and the construction ended up being challenged within the distinguishing of the prior art, that this court would consider that claim construction argument on appeal.
Well, at some point early on, you said for the purpose, you didn't just sort of acquiesce by saying nothing. You said you're applying the board's construction for your analysis. You were explicit that you're reserving the right to challenge it in another proceeding, but not in this proceeding. Am I misstating the record?
Absolutely not. But that statement is unfortunate. Well, it's unfortunate. It contradicts what we actually argued later on in the patent owner response within our arguments distinguishing the prior art. And in fact, both proceedings below, both of these IPRs were on the same track in our the second IPR, the 1154, the one below. We actually said in our patent owner response that the board's construction was overbroad. So we said right there, this construction's overbroad. We might not have said that in both responses, but I'm not sure why. I think there was some mix-up. But we certainly made the same arguments about the prior art not disclosing or reflecting any wall as a person would understand it to be.
You want to move on to the trapezoid issue? other issue?
Certainly.
Okay, and there are only a few claims that are affected by that second argument, right?
That's right, 3 and 12.
Dependent.
Yes. So claims 3 and 12 require that the cross-section of the reflecting wall is a trapezoid with an upper base that is longer than the lower base. Sony pointed to a cup-shaped structure disclosed in a prior art reference called Abe. This cup-shaped structure doesn't have an upper base. A cross-section of a cup only has three sides. And under the board's own definition of a trapezoid, and I don't think it's under dispute, trapezoid is a quadrilateral having four sides. It doesn't have three sides. So Sony, in its original petition, drew a trapezoid over the cup and said, aha, this must be a trapezoid because we can draw over it. Well,
so it filled in a structure that was drawn in Abbe itself. There's a line in Abbe that goes across the top just short of the extended arms, right?
Yes, but that's a... That
they
filling...
They filled in the gap with the transparent insulation material.
In their annotation, they did.
Right.
But they didn't argue that in their petition. They didn't say in their argument that...
Well, their petition showed the same annotation.
The petition had that annotation.
Oh, right.
Right. But the same... If you look at Abe, the filling of the cup...
Your argument is that there's no substantial evidence to support this conclusion because there's no teaching in Abe that Abe would have filled up the gap with the insulating material to create a structure.
A trapezoid structure.
And even if you did, even if one were going to add the material, transparent insulation, then the only way you get the trapezoid structure is by including the walls.
Right.
And then you are adding the two materials.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, that's not fair, that's not what Abbott teaches, that's what the patent teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in essence, what the board was doing was reading the patent onto the prior art to say you'd combine the two materials to create this reflecting wall.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's total hindsight
analysis. It's a two-step argument, as I understood it from your lack of substantial evidence. There's no support in Abe for using the blue to create a wall in the first place. But even if there were, it wouldn't be a wall just with the insulating material. You'd have to add the yellow arms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly no teaching in the prior art of combining materials. It's only in the patent itself.
That's right. And their expert never opined that a person of ordinary skill in the art would have filled that in and seen a trapezoidal shape there. The expert merely, just as they did in their petition, say, aha, that's a trapezoid. They drew this picture over it. The picture is not evidence. What is evidence is what is in Abe. And Abe doesn't teach that that is a trapezoid at all. And the same substance is in the cup in Abe as is outside of the cup in Abe. So
what's the role of the transparent insulation in Abe for purposes of reflection of light?
Well, I'm not sure that it's supposed to reflect the light at all or impact the light. I think that the light just passes through that insulation.
The walls are reflective surfaces.
I believe that's true. And so the light would bounce into that cup and then out of the sensor away from the photodiode.
Can I just focus you on, it's at Appendix 170, Figure 5H. I realize Figure 6 is the one I'm talking about when we're talking about trapezoid walls. Because 5H, it seems like there are three metal sides filled, and then it's filled with something else. So this looks, except for the fact that it's not the trapezoid, it's a rectangular shape, it seems very much like what Abe is talking about, or how they're construing Abe, which is, okay, you've got three sides, cup filled, and you've got that fill, and that forms the figure.
Sure. Wait, so the difference is, in this figure 5H, 5I, the filling, we're not arguing that you can't have a trapezoidal reflecting wall that's made of multiple materials. That's not our argument, that it needs to be a consistent material. You can have different materials that make up this reflecting wall and have a filling like you see in figure 5. However, the filling in this cup in Abe is not the same as this filling that's disclosed here. This filling that's disclosed in figure 5 is going to be a reflective material that's like the outside. At the very least, it forms an upper base. It may, even if it's not reflective, it's going to form an upper base of the trapezoid. Whereas in Abe, the filling doesn't really create an upper base. It doesn't connect the two ends of the cup.
Let's look at 5H. So are you saying the filling in 5H creates an upper base?
Yes.
And what's the difference between that and Abe?
Well, the Abe doesn't really have a filling such as that. It's the same filling on the outside of the cup in Abe as inside the cup in Abe. And clearly here in figure 5H, the filling of the cup is different than what's on the outside of the cup.
Well, when you look at the spec, I'm not sure. They're very loose, it seems to me. Maybe I'm not looking at the right thing. I know this is about figure 6, but in column 9 they talk about, it is assumed the material of the reflecting wall is metal, but the material is not limited there too. And then it goes on to talk about how we're not sort of cabin into what you can fill it with. So doesn't that tell us, how does that limit?
Is that,
that
in
this
the
isn't
cabin or in the patent?
That's in Chief Judge Post pointing to the patent
the
specification.
Patent, right.
Yes.
So when you're saying that you can have different materials, that's what the patent teaches?
Yes.
Is there any teaching in the prior art? I thought when you and I had the discussion earlier, you said one of the problems is treating Abe as though it had a trapezoid when you add what was blue to the yellow, is that there's no teaching in Abe that you put the materials together.
That's right, and consider it as a trapezoidal feature. There is no teaching in Abe.
Back to my point about just looking at 5H and telling me, I thought your answer to me was this filling is not what's on the outside as well, and that's why Abe isn't comparable to this.
It's not that Abe is distinguishable because it's made of multiple materials. That's not the issue. The issue is that there's no teaching in Abe that a person of ordinary skill in the art would consider that particular annotation that Sony drew over the cup to be a trapezoid and consider that to be one reflecting wall. The reflecting wall in Abe is basically a cup shape. It's not a trapezoid.
That's why I'm looking at 5H, because that seems to me to be a cup shape too, with something filled in, which seems to me what Abe is. It's a cup shape, even though this is a rectangle, that's a trapezoid. It's a cup shape with something else filled in. And their argument, or the board's argument, is that's sufficient to create the structure. That's what I think is going on in 5H. Tell me if I'm wrong. And we're allowed to have that go on in 5H, why isn't that good enough for a comparable analysis about the trapezoid?
Well, if you had the same filling in 5H on the inside and the outside, I would say that's not a trapezoidal reflecting wall. You've got basically air where you have no upper base.
How do we know what the filling is in 5H?
121 and 122.
A W film, so tungsten. A TI film, 122. So we're talking about a reflective material here. Let me direct you to where I found that.
Column 8 is what references what I can see.
Yes, column 8, starting at lines 26, starts talking about the films.
Okay.
So we're talking about tungsten. I mean, that's not an insulation, a clear insulation where light could pass through. We're talking about a metal structure here, a reflecting wall that may be made of different materials, but it's all a reflecting wall. And in Abe, we have a cup with a clear insulation.
Wait, so show me, where are you on line 26?
Line 20, so look at 26, 27, 20, line 28, a W film 121 is formed on the TI film 122.
Right, okay.
Right, but
so
And I'm not saying it's...
You're reading that prior art on to Abbey, right? I mean, you say you don't have any problem with Abbe teaching that you can use two materials to make a wall?
I don't think Abbe does teach that.
Well, isn't that important to your case?
Yes.
The fact that the patent teaches that you can have 121 and 122 in a cup,
mm-hmm.
the two things together that form the wall, rectangular in this case, I thought when you and I had the discussion earlier, you thought that one of the things for which there was no substantial evidence was Abbe doesn't teach you that you would combine the yellow arms with the blue material.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I mean, you've learned that you can't read knowledge out of the patent onto the prior art.
That's right. And that's why
and
I think Sony...
I'm saying that's from your view, that's what the board is doing when the board said, oh, you can take the two materials and put them together and create the trapezoid.
That's exactly right. That is our
but
position.
But isn't that exactly what's going on in 5H? Not but, for trapezoid, for another structure.
That you're perhaps, but
the
that's...
Walls
yeah,
and
that's the teaching of the patent.
Right, that's the invention.
And then what you're saying is that teaching of the patent proves to you that that's what someone before the patent, i.e. Abbe, did. That's why you can't read the patent onto the prior art to invalidate the patent.
That's right. It's backwards.
I mean, stated otherwise, you might be trying to make the argument that it's new and novel to use two materials to make the structure
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't taught in Abbe.
Right.
And no other prior art was introduced to show mixing two materials to create a wall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to leave the rest of the issues, unless you want to hear more on reflecting walls.
You're into your rebuttal time, so it's kind of up to you.
I understand. I'm going to keep the rest of my rebuttal time and reserve it. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. Dennis Van, very briefly for the United States. If you look on pages 26 to 27 of their reply brief, they can see that this court's decision in Celgene, as well as the cases following Celgene, foreclosed the due process and takings challenges. And so if this court doesn't have questions...
In other words, it's not disputed.
Not disputed,
thank
exactly.
You.
So, thank you. I'm happy to see the rest of my time.
Thanks for showing up anyway.
Thanks.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'll first hopefully briefly just address the claim construction waiver and then spend the majority of the time on trapezoids. But just on the, we both parties agree that it's abuse of discretion. That's the standard of review because the board below made an express finding that the new claim construction challenge was brought too late. And that's on page, gray brief, page 14. And on that very same page of the gray brief, they also acknowledge that they are not challenging the board's denial of additional briefing post-hearing, where presumably Calabo would have introduced its claim construction for the first time. Because at the oral hearing, they couldn't even articulate what it meant, the plain and ordinary meaning construction. And just to distinguish the cases cited in the gray brief, those cases involved not...
We have cases where someone stands up and says, oh, it's the plain and ordinary meaning, and we say, well, that's okay to keep the issue alive. I mean, we frequently have cases where both sides say to the board, well, it's the plain and ordinary meaning. And someone on the board says, well, what's that mean? They say, well, that's your job to figure it out, but we both agree that it's plain and ordinary meaning.
Except now, in the blue brief, they've gone beyond just an vague plain and ordinary meaning and say that it's walls that reflect oblique light onto the corresponding photodiode. That's halfway through their blue brief where they address that for the first time. But just to quickly distinguish legally the cases cited in the gray brief, those cases involve this court in the first instance applying its own prudential appellate waiver rule, whereas here we have the agency's mandatory rule that applies unless the board waives it under Rule 37 CFR 43.5B, as this court explained in Dell. So we have a mandatory rule on point, reviewed as we agree for abuse of discretion.
But is it really an abuse of discretion standard? I mean, if one commits an error of law, you have abused discretion. And so the question of law is, what's it take to preserve claim construction?
The abuse of discretion question is, did the board commit an abuse of discretion by not allowing new consideration of an argument raised for the first time, but not even articulated well?
But if we decided that the issue had been sufficiently preserved, then it would have been an abuse of discretion.
I suppose so, yes. Aren't
you just basically reduced back to asking yourself the question, was their response to the petition sufficient to show that they were concerned about claim construction?
And as the board expressly found in both denying the additional briefing and in its final written decision, this overbroad criticism was simply too vague for them, and ambiguous were the words that the board used to characterize the way they tried to preserve this issue. But moving to the trapezoids, if I may. On appeal, we argue that they are raising a new argument about the level of perfection of this, of a quadrilateral with exactly four corners and four sides. But that's not what Calabo was arguing below.
Where does Abe teach that you use the transparent insulation, which is throughout the whole structure and not just inside the yellow walls, that you use that to create a reflecting wall? Where does Abe teach that?
So Abe fills up the entire cup. Abe has a metal cup, which...
Well, that's because the walls are etched into the blue covers, not just inside the yellow orange that covers, whether it's blue or red, the material covers the entire, wherever the structure is, stops. And we don't know whether it stops with trapezoidal arms or not, right?
So
my question is just, where in Abe, Abe's talking about these yellow arms as there to create reflecting surfaces, which we're treating as reflecting walls. Where do they talk about the blue transparent insulation as contributing in any way, shape, or form to the formation of the reflecting wall?
We would have
The answer is they don't, right?
We disagree. On paragraph 33, it talks about the creation of the second insulating film 14.
Paragraph 33 of Abe?
Yes, appendix page 456.
Paragraph 33.
And recall that the insulating film is labeled 14 in the...
It covers the entire surface, so it covers, it goes all the way out, and then there's no showing of a trapezoid there. So that argument is dead in the water, because paragraph 3 creates could be a rectangle, could be anything, but it's certainly not a trapezoid. When you spread the insulating material across the entirety of the two structures with the arms up, you end up with a nothing.
Insulating film 14 has been deposited already
on... Can you tell us where you're looking at page appendix 456?
Page 456, paragraph 33, which
yes.
is in the... right-hand column near the top. Second, an insulating film.
Yes.
Is formed on the entire surface. Right.
Covering up the...
Not only the cup, but everything else.
And it is. And this cup is enclosed
right,
in Abe.
But I asked you, the question was for the purpose of creating a reflecting wall.
Paragraph 44.
Where do they tell you? Paragraph 44?
Paragraph 44, relied on by the board, explains the relevance of what's going on in figure 13, where the upper extended portions may be extended to incline upwardly from the upper ends.
That doesn't have anything to do with putting a top on it. Just inclined upward. And that's where they're showing where the reflection comes from, the arms going up.
Yes.
So let's assume that even if, which I don't think it does, Abe taught that you use the insulating material to create a trapezoid as opposed to creating, that's a rectangle, something big. Where does Abe teach that you combine that material with the material of the extended arms to create a trapezoid?
The work of reflection is happening virtually entirely.
Combining the material, putting the two materials together. Because you can't, when you created your little blue cup, your trapezoid was simply the blue stuff. You have to add the yellow material to create the reflecting one. And so then I say to you, the patent I know teaches us that you can use two materials in a cup
right.
to create a rectangular reflecting wall. But I didn't see anything in Abe that told me that I'd do the same combo.
I think this goes back to the claim construction.
And can you find anything in Abe about the claim?
Well,
I think you can.
Just as a matter of relevance.
You've cited paragraphs, you know, quickly on the other issues.
So the claim construction only requires that the external approximately vertical walls be made of reflecting material.
Right,
it doesn't say anything about the top.
Your when you drew took your magic marker and painted the color from the insulated material just inside the cup. You painted it just inside the cup. The blue just inside the cup is not a trapezoid. Because you got to get the arms in there too.
Your Honor, which arms? The ones poking out from the top,
the ones
or
that
the?
Go out. I mean, I think they drew them yellow on some of the pictures.
Yes.
Right. If you looked at Abe A462 at Figure 3 of Abe, the color and material that you fill in goes inside of the arms going up, right?
Yes.
So in order to create the structure of the trapezoid that has the reflecting capacity, you've got to add those yellow walls.
The yellow walls come with Abe.
Walls come with Abe. There's no question about that. The question is, does the interior stuff combined with the yellow come with Abe?
We think so, because
but where does Abe teach that you use the blue material to combine it with the yellow to create a reflection?
Paragraph 47 of Abe talks about the openings of paragraph 47 of Abe
on
458 appendix. Openings 13 are formed by being surrounded by the ... lower faces 9A of the second shielding film and the upper extended portions 92 or 93, where the inlet is narrowed by the upper extended portions 92 or 93 of the second light shielding film.
Nothing in there about insulating material 14.
What this says is that this cup is completely encased. It's surrounded. Abe fills up to the top with insulating material the metal
47?
Cups.
47?
Yes, sir. Talking about the complete being completely surrounded by the...
Where are you in 47? How far 47 is?
Three lines down in the first sentence.
Three lines?
Yes. The openings 13 are formed by being surrounded by the...
Lower extended portions 81.
Yep, and keep going till then. The lateral faces 9A of the second light shielding film,
yeah,
9.
Those are the things going out, the arms.
And the upper extended portions 92.
No, that's the arms. But there's nothing in there about having the film 14 filling in.
Again, just to go back to the claim construction, the board found that final written decision 49, the claimed reflecting walls do not require a uniform composition. The only aspect...
Well, when they say do not require a uniform composition, that's because that's what the patent teaches. That's not what Abe teaches. Abe doesn't teach that you can have two materials to form a wall. You heard that argument before.
And there's testimony that a person of ordinary skill would understand that depending on the wavelength and the indices of refraction... I'm looking at Appendix 992, the Guy-Dash deposition, that a light entering in the cup region very well could be bouncing off as well from that top insulating film or it could be also a portion going down all the way to the cup and bouncing out.
That's different from using two materials in the cup.
Well, our position on appeal is that, and it was as a below, that it's the entire structure. As the board found on and agreed with us on page 45 of the, I'm looking at the 1154 appeal appendix, we find that the entire cup structure, entire cup shape structure, including the material within, is the recited reflecting wall.
It's easy to see what happens. I mean, because when you use the magic marker to fill up the cup, except for the fact that the arms stick out over the top, which creates a little bit of a problem of having an actual trapezoid, so a sloppy trapezoid. But the question is, what's the substantial evidence for doing that within Abe? Abe certainly isn't teaching that. Abe isn't saying if you want a reflecting wall can be found by taking this transparent material that is inert, which goes in the cups and outside the cups and all around the cups. Abe isn't talking about using that for any purpose of reflecting light. They're talking about their upwardly extending arms, which you say are angled so as to create the sides of a trapezoid. Yes, those are, no question, these are reflecting. And so it's just a simple question of, a school child could look at Abe's drawing and take a magic marker and fill up the cup and say, Hosanna, it's a trapezoid. That's not the question. The question is, what's the substantial evidence to do that in Abe?
A person of ordinary skill really wouldn't care about the material inside of Abe, because let's remember how we got here.
You didn't say that's not what the record says. It's sort of like Chief Justice Roberts talks about calling balls and strikes. As I see this, our job is just to look at the record that was made in front of the board, simple as that, and decide whether or not there's substantial evidence to support their conclusion. If there is, you win. If they don't, you lose. The fact that you might have made a different argument, right, to show that the trapezoidal structure is obvious is irrelevant. Because Abe certainly teaches using angled sides, right?
Yes, it does.
So you might have said, which you didn't, one of ordinary skill in the art, knowing you can use angled walls, would have been inclined to modify a rectangle and make it trapezoidal. That's not the argument you made.
Looking at petition page, appendix 128.
Certainly not the argument that was relied on by the board.
One of ordinary skill would have been motivated to use Abe's trapezoidal reflecting walls because the slanted walls would direct a larger percentage of incident ray angles towards the photodiode, providing the advantage of increased light collecting efficiency.
What page is that?
Appendix page 128.
Do it in brief 1152.
1152, yes. 128.
What page?
Appendix page 128.
128.
The bottom paragraph. One of ordinary skill would have been motivated to use Abe's trapezoidal reflecting walls because the slanted surfaces would have directed a larger percentage of incident ray angles toward the photodiode, providing the advantage of increased light collecting efficiency, a primary goal of the 1034 patent.
That's not the argument that was used by the board. Right? Anywhere in the board's opinion.
The board relies on our motivation to combine. On page 50, we find petitioner has shown a rational basis for combining Takahashi and Kimura with Abe.
Where is that?
Bottom of page 50.
Well.
And it's the citing petition page 55, which goes on about the inwardly slanted angles of the reflecting walls. We don't say substitute, let's destroy the Tomoda plus Kimura walls or the Takahashi walls, throw them away, and import wholesale the structure of
Well, that's not the same.
Abe.
That's what saying you can combine those three references is not the same as saying what Abe teaches with regard to a trapezoid.
And the motivations.
No, that's a clear, different issue.
And that the motivations focused was on the reflecting walls on the outside, the fact that you'd get better light collection from making those walls of the primary references slanted. But as about the tips and the supposedly crooked little sides on the edges, that was not their argument below. Their argument below, which it is made clear in the hearing, which is cited on page 45 of the final written decision, looking at appendix 1472 is where the transcript is, the exchange between Calabo's counsel and the APJs. It's all about, so asking, because it's a cup, it's not a trapezoid? Answer, that's right. Question, there's no other reasons that's what we have to consider? Answer, I think that's correct. That's the only consideration necessary in our view. It was not now this perfect four-sided, it was not this argument that they're raising on page 54 of the blue brief with these red structures with the tops pointing out. That was not the argument below. Had they raised that...
You mean the fact that the arms extend beyond the top?
Correct. Had they raised that...
That's not central to the challenge that's being made here today. I mean, we take the board's opinion on all fours, and we say, here's why the board made its decision. Then the question is there substantial evidence to support its decision?
And we believe that Abe... Paragraph 44 cited by the board and Abe paragraphs 38 cited by the board at final written decision 48 and 49 provide that substantial evidence.
Okay, thank you.
Just have a few follow-up points with respect to the waiver issue. He's correct. We did go ahead and propose a construction for reflecting walls in our brief. That construction is consistent with our arguments that we made in the patent owner response. This court doesn't need to agree with our particular construction in order for us to win, because the board's construction is just plainly wrong. It is overbroad. The board constructs a wall to be any vertical surface. I think anyone would agree that's just an overbroad construction. And it's not an abuse of discretion issue here. I mean, this court reviews claim construction de novo. And my colleague is saying, well, because we raised these issues below and the board found waiver, therefore we're somehow in a worse spot than we would be had we not raised the issues below and raised them for the first time on appeal. Well, I suggest this court should...
I understand that my colloquy with your adversary, and again, understands that. Our question is, did you sufficiently raise the issue early enough to avoid the board's conclusion that there was waiver?
Mm-hmm.
If we can claim we examine that issue, and if we were to decide that, yes, you did raise it earlier, then it would have been abuse of discretion to deny you the chance to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you have a response to the... adversary, we're talking about claims, three and whatever, on the trapezoid, and your adversary says, oh, well, we made the argument in our petition that anybody of ordinary skill in the art would know to, because they can see that there are angle walls, to use angle walls to modify a rectangle.
Well, so that's not what they say in their petition. I mean, the portion of page 54 at appendix 128 that he pointed to, one of ordinary skill in the art would have been motivated to use Abe's trapezoidal reflecting walls. That's just a conclusory characterization of the walls. Just as they annotated the walls with a trapezoid, They're just saying Abe's walls are trapezoidal reflecting walls here. They're not saying one of ordinary skill in the art would have been motivated to fill Abe's cup with some sort of reflective material as taught in the patent. None of the citations that my colleague pointed to shows that a person of ordinary skill in the art would do that. My colleague also referenced the board's claim construction. Well, the board's claim construction, we disagree with it, but at the very least, it requires that the reflecting wall reflect light. Well, the top portion of if the trapezoid is filled with a transparent film, that's not going to reflect light. That's going to let light pass through. It's like saying, well, if you fill a cup up with water, then it somehow becomes a trapezoidal cross-section. That's not right. You've got to fill the cup up with some sort of material that acts as a reflecting wall.
Do all sides of the wall have to reflect? Exhibit in 5H, or the thing we were looking at in the patent, does the top part have to reflect?
I'm not sure if it has to reflect, but I don't think.
If Abe actually showed a trapezoid, could you turn it on its side and have the angled walls be doing the reflecting and not have the top on the bottom? You see what I mean?
Well, the upper base needs to be longer than the lower base still. I mean, I don't know if you'd consider it to have an upper base. But, Can you rephrase your hypothetical?
Well, I mean, is it a requirement that the upper base of the trapezoid be reflecting?
Well, I think the board's construction kind of implies that the reflective wall needs to reflect, and so.
But what about if the two sides that are angled do the reflecting?
I guess that probably would mean, you know, just maybe a portion of it needs to reflect. I mean, it needs to perform its function, but simply filling the cup up with water.
A lot depends on the angles at which the light's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You could create a trapezoidal structure where you didn't really care what the longer top did because all the light's coming in on the side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the patentee does care what the top is. He specified that the upper base needs to be longer than the lower base. There needs to be an upper base. It can't just be a transparent, you know, water. And the top of the wall, I think, does perform a function of sending the light, either blocking the light or reflecting it back up to prevent color mixing, etc. I see I'm out of time.
Yes.
If you have any further questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Both sides in the case of system. We'll take a brief recess again.
All right.